Flipbook is one in a suite of tools produced by United Colleges of Benetton. And I guess that's the first thing to be aware of if you're going to use this with your students, is that it's a website or an application that's been made available by a named brand company. So there are certain things I think we can use as teaching points there when we're suggesting that students use tools and asking them to think about what the implications are of making use of the tool, and specifically if they give their information over and register as a user. So that's something to be aware of. But the tool itself, Flipbook, is a way of creating digital versions of the little flipbooks that we perhaps used as youngsters. So in a flipbook, each page has a slightly different picture on it, and as you riffle it through with your thumbs, that makes the figures on the pages appear to be animated. So a flipbook consists of a blank canvas, a fairly limited tool set of a range of colours, a variable brush size, and that's it. The idea is that you draw within the frame, you choose a new frame, and then draw once more, and gradually build up a little animated sequence. So it's useful for helping students think about the process behind animation, perhaps. You don't have to start from a blank canvas each time. If you're making an object move, it might be easier to clone the frame that you've already got and then alter it slightly, and that way you're not having to start from scratch each time. At any point you can click on the preview button, and that gives you lets you see your animation taking part as it sort of flips through the different pages. Finally, you would need to be able to save it. In order to do that, this is where you have to pass some details across to Benetton. So be aware that when you do that, it will ask for an email address and a name. So your students would need to be made aware of that before they start. Having done that, it publishes the flipbook to the gallery. So once again, they need to think about the contents of what they've drawn and whether what they've done is appropriate for others to be able to see. Having done that, that means that they can then watch their flipbook. Another caveat, of course, is that there's an extensive gallery, so you can see some flipbooks that other people have already created. But again, you need to perhaps be aware that anything in there might not necessarily be age appropriate. So just something to think about before you use it. Don't be frightened by it, just think carefully before use.